Med Hedvigs hemförsäkring är du skyddad från golv till tak, oavsett om det gäller större skador eller mindre olyckor. Digital försäkring med personlig service, smidig hjälp och alltid utan bindningstid. Skaffa Hedvig så hjälper vi dig att säga upp din gamla försäkring. Hedvig hemförsäkring. Ett klick bort.
Energy Fresh med Felix Fresh Andersson.
He's new and he's fresh.
Energy älskar ny musik.
Det här är Energy Fresh där vi älskar att upptäcka ny musik varje måndag till fredag efter klockan 18. Felix Andersson här i studion. En warm welcome, Rag & Bone Man.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
We were speaking about this off-air a bit for a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
You're not from Glasgow.
I'm not, no. I'm from Brighton in the UK.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, because I read about you being from Scotland.
Yeah, it's a common misconception.
Yeah. Yeah. This is your first time in Sweden?
It's my first time, yeah.
What's your first impressions?
Well, to be honest, I've only just seen a bit of Stockholm now, because last night I flew and straight to the hotel. And I went to sleep, so I didn't see anything. But so I just came over the bridge now and had a look around, and it's beautiful.
But do you have any time today?
A little bit of time, so we'll have a walk around.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. So my tip is to drop by the Royal Castle.
Okay.
It's a very beautiful part of Stockholm. It's like you have the old city, old town.
Sure.
Everything is beautiful there.
Oh, we'll check that out.
So drop by.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm going to England, to London.
Are you?
In a few weeks.
Awesome.
What should I do?
I think you should go to like Brixton.
To Brixton?
Brixton's really cool. I think you should go for a night out in Brixton. Okay. Go and listen to some good reggae music.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Then because everybody says when you go to London, oh, you should go to Big Ben, or you should go to here. Just go to Brixton.
Do something different.
Yeah, and see a bit of culture, you know, like, and maybe miss out the center.
Okay. So reggae it's going to be.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the track Human. It's topping the charts all over Europe.
I know, this is
What's
crazy.
What's going on?
It's crazy. I had this kind of expectation, and it's far surpassed every expectation I had. People are really identified with the song, which is crazy.
But what do you think about this fast success? Do you think like, or do you feel like it's, wow, this was too much, or is it okay? Or
no, because I don't feel like it's so fast for me, because I've been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, I wrote Human sort of nearly 2 years ago, I guess now. But I've been doing music for the last 6 years, so you know, it's great actually. Yeah, I'm really pleased.
So this is your full-time work now?
Yeah.
That's amazing. What did you do before?
I had various different jobs. When I was about 18, I used to, I don't know what you call it here, lay like asphalt, you know, tarmac.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a rubbish job, terrible job. But then I used to look after people with disabilities and stuff like that, so that was cool. But I'm glad I do music now.
Yeah, of course, of course. It's something else.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the track Human, because I've been listening to the track the whole morning, because I love it.
Thank you.
I'm totally in love with the track. It's number one on every list I have in my phone. So I've got this feeling that it is a bit sad, though, track. Because it have these nice grooves.
Yeah.
But it just feels like maybe something makes it sad.
Well, I come from the blues, so I think maybe that's that element of it, you know, musically, maybe makes it sound like that. And I guess the subject matter is slightly...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did it start when you first made this track?
Well, I wrote it actually in Brixton in a studio called The Dairy, a really nice studio. And a friend of mine, we were writing songs together before. And we just came up with a concept, and something was going on in my head at the time that somebody was asking me these questions that I didn't feel like I had the answers for them, you know. And sometimes when somebody asks you a question, they don't really want the truth answer, you know. No. They don't really want the real answer. And when you give them the real answer, you know,
they just go mentally.
Yeah, exactly. Hence, there's a line that I say, I'm no prophet or no messiah. It's like, you know, I'm not qualified to answer. So that's kind of what the song's about, you know.
Yeah.
It came together very nicely.
But do you feel like, because it's a new thing for you to maybe perform to a lot of people now,
yeah,
compared to before this hit.
Yeah.
How do you feel getting up on stage? Are you nervous or is it like, yeah, I'm cool?
No, I do you know what? When about 3 or 4 years ago, when I started to get a fan base and people would come and see me, I was quite shy and I felt like I couldn't look people in the eye, you know, and I was always turning around and nervous, you know, but now I feel at home. I feel like this is where I'm meant to be on stage.
That's a great feeling though.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the best thing about making music. You know, I love to write songs and record them, but the best thing about it all is when you're on stage. So the fact that I get to do that to more people is even better.
Of course. And I have this feeling now that, of course, you're going to follow up Human in a short time, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because you're making good music.
Thank you.
Do you feel like pressured now? Do you feel like...
No, I don't actually. This is quite a common question. You know, people say, do you feel pressure to deliver? No, I don't. I think I feel really good because I have an album's worth of material that I'm really proud of. So I feel like any song that I release off of it, I love myself. So I'm really happy to let the world hear it. So
that's great though.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
perfect. That's yeah. how you should feel when yeah. you come up with a follower.
Yeah.
A follower.
Yeah.
Too much words, yeah. too fast.
That's all right.
So I need to ask you something.
Sure.
Every person from England, you need to ask this question.
Yeah.
What team are you aiming for?
What team?
In football.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm from Brighton.
Yes.
So I follow Brighton.
Yeah, okay.
So...
That was not a good answer.
No.
Look here. You see what team I have on my arm?
What team? What team is it?
Chelsea.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad. It's just not Crystal Palace.
I love how you were whispering.
Yeah.
What team is it?
Yeah, I couldn't quite see, but yeah, yeah. Chelsea's not too bad.
No,
yeah.
That's good though.
Chelsea's
that's
all right.
good.
Yeah.
So what do you do in a spare time day? When you are totally off, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, well, I've just moved back from, I don't live in London anymore.
Okay.
So I live in a really small place in like a village.
Mm.
So I like to go and have a beer at my local pub and then I like to go and walk dog. You know, like it's a really nice area. It's like trees and countryside. And that's where I feel really at home because... Like London's quite a restricting place, you know, everybody's so busy and nobody's got time to talk, you know, nobody's got time for anyone else. So when I'm in the countryside, I feel really at home. So just, you know, drink a nice ale and then go for a walk. I know it's not very rock and roll.
And maybe sing a little bit on
maybe
the local
sing pump. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
That's great. So when you're off from Sweden, when you're going back home, maybe you're not going home after
no,
Sweden?
No, I'm going straight to Belgium.
Ah.
And then
so
we
much
go
touring.
Yeah, and then we're back to France, and then we've got to go to Australia.
Ah, okay. You're a bit busy.
I'm basically going to be at home for like 2 days until Christmas. So
you need to...
Yeah, I've got a big bag of clothes with me.
That's good. Rag & Bone Man, thank you so much for dropping by
you.
The studio.
It's an absolute pleasure.
I wish you the best.
Thank you, sir, and you.
Vi älskar ny musik.
Fresh.
New
music.
Energy Fresh med Felix Andersson.
Energy Fresh med Felix Andersson.
Med Hedvigs hemförsäkring är du skyddad från golv till tak. Oavsett om det gäller större skador eller mindre olyckor. Digital försäkring med personlig service, smidig hjälp och alltid utan bindningstid. Skaffa Hedvig så hjälper vi dig att säga upp din gamla försäkring. Hedvig hemförsäkring. Ett klick bort.